Hanukkah of the first Beis HaMikdash, the inauguration of the first Beis HaMikdash, was on Yom Kippur. And the Yidden celebrated for 7 days, and they ate on Yom Kippur that year. They pushed off the fast, they ate, they enjoyed Yom Tov, and it was a huge simcha. So the Rebbe, in the Sikha of Ches Tishrei Tavshinun Beis, mentioned it and said that we can still be Zeicher, that Mashiach comes this year before Yom Kippur, and then on Yom Kippur we'll celebrate the Chanukah of the third Beis HaMikdash, and we won't fast and we won't keep Yom Kippur the way we would every year. So in the Zohar, the source of what it actually says in the Zohar is Purim Iskarias al Shem Yom HaKippurim. The name is connected to Yom Kippur. And what's the connection? So it says in the Zohar, Da'asidin le'is'angobe v'le'shenuyele me'inu lo'oineg. That in the future, it's going to be a day of oineg, and it will be changed from being a day of inui to a day of oineg. The Achrayim say that v'cha'ayre, it's very difficult to say that he means, that the Zohar means to say a permanent change. We know that Zeis HaTeira le'tei mukhlefes. That if there's a mitzvah in the Torah, you can't say that last week that mitzvah will cease to be fulfilled at all altogether. So they say that the Zayar is referring to when Mashiach comes, and the Chanukah is based on Mikdash, when Mashiach will come, will be on Yom Kippur, and then on that year, it'll be changed from Inui to Oineg. Yeah, but not that the whole mitzvah of fasting on Yom Kippur will be pushed off last week. From the Zeichas and the Karev Mamash this year, the Chanukah is based on Mikdash HaShlishi, and to celebrate Yom Kippur, B'Simcha, B'Achil HaShtiyah, and follow.